From low-tech to high-tech, a multitude of new ways to make America safe have been proposed since the attacks earlier this month on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. President Bush wants more sky marshals. The airline pilots union wants firearms in cockpits. And in many places where large numbers of people gather, football stadiums, baseball parks, and concert halls, access is available only through a scanner. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on security issues, and he joins us. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Leanne.
Let's talk a little bit about the high-tech ideas that are being proposed. Things like, fingerprint scanners or facial scanners. They read the iris. How close are we to those sorts of machines, I guess?
Well, they're out there, and they work pretty well, actually. The one you've probably heard the most about in recent days, because the companies that make them are out there flagging their products, is facial recognition. It relies on a computer camera, and it can be one of those little $30 cameras that you have on your computer. Looks at your face, and it finds a bunch of landmarks, like your nose and your chin, and it measures the exact distance and the exact shape of these landmarks. But to take your face, or take thousands of faces, and then compare them against a database of terrorists and try to figure out whether you match one of those terrorists is much more difficult. Terrorists are not going to willingly give up their picture, so they have to rely on pictures in the paper or any picture they have of Osama bin Laden from some secret meeting somewhere. The important thing about these methods, Leanne, is that they work pretty well, but they work best when they're used in conjunction with something else. So if you have an ID badge that has your face on it and maybe a barcode, and then you back that up with a biometric that is a body-based system, then you've got two things that can check against each other. The bad guy may be able to steal your ID card. He's not going to be able to steal your hand. He might be able to break through the hand card system somehow by hacking into it, but then he's also got to have your ID card. So you have a redundant system, and it means that you can be much more secure.
What about the idea of weaponry? For example, if pilots are armed in the cockpit, say, and if a terrorist is able to get in there and get a hold of the pilot's gun, is there any way to make that gun only be able to be shot by the pilot? In other words, something biometrically developed that associates it with the pilot.
There are identification systems out there that allow a gun to be fired only by the owner, and that has been proposed really more in the law enforcement area because cops are frequently shot by their own guns. A lot of law enforcement people have concerns that if you have something that stops a gun from working, it might stop the gun from working right when you need it. Some of the pilots have proposed that rather than having a live firearm, one thing you might do is have a stun gun that they would be able to use. President Bush hasn't been crazy about the idea of having any kind of weapons in the cockpit. So the practical concerns may outweigh the technical concerns in this particular area.
Do you think that this technology can actually make America a safer place?
I think a lot of people I talk to think that it can make America a safer place. The important thing that they all say, though, is that you have to think not in terms of technology, but in terms of security. These measures have to be part of an overall system, and they have to be well implemented. You can't just rely on a gadget. And they warn that if we rely on something like facial recognition and say, okay, we fixed the problem, we'll catch the next terrorist that comes in because we have their picture and we can match it, then somebody's going to break into the system. But if you have multiple systems in place and you keep updating them and you keep following good security measures, you have a much better chance of being more secure.
NPR's Larry Abramson. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Thank you, Leon.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.